Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
This is Peter Hill doing a podcast on cities in the periodic table, but I'm doing it this time in a car with my mate Chris. Say hello to the overseas audience, Chris.
Good morning. It's beautiful here in Australia. I don't know what it's like where you are.
Okay. So there's possibly 170 of you poor souls out there listening from time to time, and in general you listen to the first. If it's about quantum mechanics, you listen. If it's about molecules, you listen. This is going to be about the periodic table. I'm just going to speak and then let Chris chat if he wants to at any point in time, so a blood oath or anything like that. And what I've done is that I've decided I'm going to rote learn the periodic table. I have done that, and then looking at various... We're turning right at this point in time, and we're going to visit a mate in hospital. I suppose he hasn't got too many friends, too many visitors, and that's just the ticket for me. In terms of, I tend to visit people who've got no friends, or help people who have got... Chris is my friend.
I'm beyond help.
He's in the the Glenbrook Advanced Institute, Advanced Concept Institute. So we sit together on his porch and devise harebrained schemes. But it's there, and if there's someone who can't taste anything, that's someone who I'm going to cook a meal for, because I'm not going to get in trouble by doing it. So I'm not going to get in trouble visiting this particular person. Or if it is, he can just piss me off, and Chris and I, we don't care, give a shit. We're just here. Okay, but just getting on to the periodic table, there's 118 elements. And the element I want to talk about is hafnium. And the story was that I was looking to find dirt on my arch-rival, scientist's arch-rival, arch-villain, the sort of the Joker in the Batman and Joker story, is Niels Bohr, someone I hate with a vengeance, who's had such a freaky life. And I was looking to write this section of this paper, which Chris is listening to on his cheap $3 MP3 player, which he's lost. Doesn't matter, I'll buy him another one. The thing is that at school they teach the view of the atom by Niels Bohr, a Danish person who was, it turned out, founded by Carlsberg Breweries. They funded his scientific career, then funded his institute along with the Royal Danish Royal Family, and it's called the Royal Institute, but it's all with beer money. And I was looking at the fact that when he got his Nobel Prize in 1922, Carlsberg organised a beer line to have beer on tap in his house all the time. How's that for a scientist? Is that a good story? There's Chris laughing at it. And he was a bit of a...
I want to be a scientist.
Oh, well, there you go. And he lumped the US Westerns and used to go around with a Western hat and a toy cap gun, and he would try and shoot his other researchers in Copenhagen. So how crazy is that? But he was doing a legitimate thing in that he was trying to get the other researchers to shoot him first, and his view was that the good guys always win because they're using a different part of the brain. They're responding to a threat instantly with instinct, so it's not premeditated. He's tried to work that out, so he's dealing with that sort of problems. But the other thing is that when he returned from World War II to Copenhagen, he was given the Order of the Elephant. Now, the elephant, of course, is the symbol of the Danish royal family and also the Carlsberg brewery. So that sort of thing is enough to make the kids a bit sceptical of what they're taught at school, which is what we're going through. I'm just trying to not crash into this car merging. Back then there was still gaps in the periodic table, and going down the rare earths. In fact, rare earths, you've got scandium, yttrium, and lutetium. And that's scandium is up next to magnesium and calcium and strontium going down there. You have, barium going right down that thing. The next one over, the first in the D block, is the scandium for Scandinavia, yttrium for... it means outer mining village. And that's the Swedish. That's an element's named outer mining village, yttrium. And lutetium is the ancient name for Paris. So you've got there. Next to it is some elements, titanium, which is used for making submarines, and beer pulls. Your beer, your little lever on top of your can. The aluminium would be too soft, so they add a bit of titanium to it to make it that little ring pull a bit stronger. So there's a bit of titanium in it. And if you ever have any surgery, the material of choice to put inside your body is titanium. So I've got a little titanium loop inside my heart, part of my valve there. So you've got titanium. And he said, look, there's an element missing there, and sure enough, so gap in the periodic table was easy fodder, and the element was called hafnium, and I always knew it was hafnium. I didn't quite know what it was called, and of course he named it hafnium after the ancient name for Copenhagen. So after all that, there was yet another city in the periodic table. So going through the cities at this point in time, because Chris is just here not saying anything.
I'm loving it.
Are you? Do you like it at all?
Absolutely.
You got strontium, which is it calcium? Yeah, calcium. So you get, let's go. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium.
Boron.
Beryllium.
Carbon.
Well, it's sodium. Oh, so it's beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium. Down that that list, strontium is after a village on the coast. The west coast of Scotland, and it's produced a particular type of rock which produced a particular colour of element, which came out, and Davies back in the 1830s, 1820s, identified this for the Royal Society and called it strontia. So strontia is after the village of Strontium, and strontia, and strontia means in the Scottish dialect, fairy's nose. So there's an element named fairy's nose. Then you've got there's one town which has got four elements named after it: yttrium, yettrium, erbium, and terbium, all named after this one island in just off Stockholm, which they had a mining village on, and they had a chemist. And he just worked away and unplugged all these elements there. Then you've got lutetium, which is the ancient name for Paris. And now to the order is hafnium there. Then you've got some US places. Berkeley is a place. It's not necessarily a city, it's a place. Dubnium, which is Stalin's atomic bomb city. So I don't know how the Russians got that in. There's a city which was used for making atomic bombs, it's one of these Atomgrads built by Stalin to build atomic bombs to blow up the West. And one of the places there's something called Dramstrutium, Okay, so that's towards the very end of the periodic table, and that's called Arte Dramstrut. Well, there you go. You can't get anything more close than that. And that was the place in Germany which discovered so many trans-Uranic elements. I'm sure there may be one or two more, but when you come to think of it, there's actually quite a lot of elements with named after city names, and it's, I suppose, a bit of a thing for me to actually have learnt about the periodic table and to actually think about it, and then to actually, after all this reading hafnium, I should really go, I thought, I don't know what I thought hafnium was. Zirconium, I'm not quite sure. Titanium, strong to go through it. So these are the things. I'm sure when I finish this off now, this podcast off now, I will go, oh, bloody hell, a little bit. There's something else, some other name. Oh, there's Fluvium, which is after an institute, which is named after a scientist. So that, you know, it sounds as though it's named after a thing. So these are all the big elements. This one, Dramstratium, had hasnium, after Hass, and something, I can't pronounce the name, Metrion. This is the female scientist who was involved in discovering elements. In fact, there's only two females on the periodic table, and that's Curium, after Madame Curie, and this Metrium. Here we go around the corner. What I'm going to do is finish this podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Do you want to say anything? Goodbye, Chris, or did you find...
No, it's very enlightening. I loved it. I want more.
Okay, well, I just say to Chris how you get to these podcasts. So if you want to get to any YouTube that I produce, it's Dr. Hill Teach, DrHillTeach. And I do produce YouTubes relatively frequently, relatively lightly. And if you want to get any back episodes of this podcast, it's Dr. Hill Science News. That will take you to the blog space in which all these episodes are held. Thanks a lot for listening. Just going to switch up. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.